This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
Yes, we do have expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics, and that's what makes this show so much fun. And today is no different because we're talking about gift giving and charity and also holiday safety with Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics and a pediatrician. So, Dr. Cross, you know, the holidays are a pretty fun time, but we certainly worry. Everybody's got a fire in the fireplace if you live where it's cold. And then the trees have lights. I get nervous about fires and trees. And all of these things make for a little bit of a stressful time of the year safety-wise. So tell us what we should be thinking about.
It definitely does. And really with a little bit of thinking ahead and just thinking about what can go wrong, we can make sure that the holiday stays very fun and festive and doesn't end up in an accident. So what we really want to do is when we buy our tree, we want to make sure that those trees are fresh. We want to make sure that we're not bringing a fire hazard into our house. So most of us know that you can shake the tree, try to pull off the needles, see how dried out the tree already is, because the drier the tree is, the more it becomes a fire hazard. And you really want to make sure that they go ahead and cut the bottom of the tree when you get it so that it's going to be able to absorb more water, and you want to make sure that you remember to water that tree every day. Check and see if there's water, because nothing dries out a tree more than being in a nice hot home and having no water. So we want to make sure that our tree stays as fresh as possible. And then when we put the lights on, everybody hates when they put lights on and they don't work, but you also want to make sure that you're checking those lights to make sure that nobody chewed through them last year, that there's no dog that maybe exposed one of the wires. So you want to make sure before you bother to put all those trees on, plug them in, lights on, plug them on in, and make sure that all of them are working and that you don't see anything frayed or anything that could cause a fire when it's on your tree, and that you're only using outdoor lights outside. That's a big thing. You can't just put any old light outside. You've got the rain, you've got the snow. You have to make sure that these are outdoor appropriate. And the easiest thing to do is turn the lights off when you go to bed. Turn the lights off.
That's
when
what I do.
The house.
My husband and my kids are like, leave them on because I want to wake up with the lights. And I'm like, I am not going to sleep with those lights on, whether they're outside or in. And I can't do it. It freaks me out. I'd lay there awake all night.
It's really not worth it. It's not worth it because often people are overloading their outlets. They're trying to get all these things plugged into just a couple of outlets. So if you're doing that, you want to make sure you're using the appropriate extension cords and surge protectors. But yeah, it is. It's a fire hazard, and that's a horrible thing to happen around Christmas time or any time. So really turning them off while you're not using them, it's a really simple solution to make sure that you're not going to have a fire when you're not there to pay attention. And of course, we don't put real candles on the tree.
No, not anymore, huh? That's kind of a shame, but way too dangerous. So what about putting on the tree? Are there any decorations that you just wouldn't recommend if you have small children? I mean, obviously, older children, it's not really a problem, but small children and even pets, it can be.
Right. So you want to be thinking, what are you putting down low? Do these things look like food? Are these ornaments breakable? I really just don't even like the angel hair spun glass stuff. It's just too irritating if you've got small children or pets. Even the tinsel, you want to make sure that if you have a pet or a child that's going to be exploring and wanting to put this in their mouths, you want to put that up high. You also want to think about with pets and small children, can they tip the tree? So sometimes you actually need to anchor that tree if you've got a kid that you think might actually try to climb up it, or, you know, a really big dog that's going to knock it over. So you really do have to think about, you know, is this a hazard? Because if that thing falls over with all those breakable ornaments, you've got a serious mess on your hands.
Oh, you do. And let me just give a little tip to the listeners. If you don't want to use the tinsel, as Dr. Cross is, you know, saying, keep it up high or whatever, if you tape it to the very high parts of your house, it keeps the woodpeckers away. So,
that's very interesting.
Yep. Tinsel along the side of your upper, like by the gutters and such, keeps the woodpeckers away from your house.
Cool.
So instead of on the tree, put it outside. Okay, go on.
Oh, I was going to say, the other thing we don't think about, though, as you're thinking about the outside and bringing that in, is those mistletoe berries and the holly berries. Sometimes those can look like food to little kids. And most of the time, if you eat just one or two of them, you're going to be fine, although I would still call posing control if you see your child eating any of these mistletoe berries or holly berries or the leaves or the Jerusalem cherry. Any of this stuff can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. The Jerusalem cherry is the worst, with seizures and hallucinations. So you just want to make sure when you're bringing things in, your kids know not to eat it. And if you do catch them eating it or your pet eating it, that you call poison control.
So speaking of poisons and things around the house at the holidays, a lot of drinking goes on.
It does.
And if you're somebody with, forgetting the little guys for a second, but even the teenagers and those tweens again, mm-hmm. and you've made one set of eggnog for the littler guys and one set of eggnog for the adults. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want to make sure about kids and what's being left around.
You definitely do. You want to clean up. You want to try to keep your eye on things. You want to let them know what the rules are. So you might have some kids who are teenagers who are going to try to, you know, get into the adult drinks. You want to let them know what you expect. And then you don't know what people are bringing into your home. So this is a time where we open up our home. People come in. They leave their purses, their jackets lying around. You want to make sure that, you know, you don't have a kid who could get into some edible pot by mistake or maybe some liquid nicotine because the person vapes. You want to, you know, or even medications from grandma or grandpa when they come in. So there's a lot of things coming into your house. So you do have to be mindful of that, and you do have to be paying attention. And that's the same when you go to somebody else's house. You may be very, very good about keeping your alcohol out of reach of your teens, your tweens, but they may not be. So you do have to be a little bit extra vigilant and have some conversations with your older kids about what type of behavior you expect.
Now, we all know, listening to this show, that I'm a worry wart, mm-hmm. and I'm somebody who worries and freaks out about a lot of stuff, but I'm also a cook. I cook all the time, and at the holidays, Dr. Cross, there's so much cooking going on, and I used to put up baby gates all around my kitchen because I didn't want the kids coming anywhere near the kitchen while I was cooking, mm-hmm. the little ones. So what do you recommend for parents? Because it's so scary to me, taking turkeys out of the oven and boiling hot gravy and all of these dangerous things that are going on that are supposed to be happy and good things and good smells.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something to think about. You know, I have a 3-year-old, and we started decorating inside our house, and I had even just put a snow globe. I put it down on top of a trunk, which was a pretty high trunk behind our couch. I went to go get a Christmas candle, and I was in the same room. He tried to climb up to see the snow globe, came right down on top of him, and shattered everywhere. And I feel like it was only like, I don't know, a little angel in heaven that made it so that he did not get hurt, because there was glass and water all over his feet and not a cut on him. But the same thing can happen if they want to climb up to see what you're cooking, or, you know, something hot comes down and scalds them. So, you know, it happens in an instant. You don't realize it's going to happen. So having some rules in the kitchen is a really great idea. For us, if I'm over and opening and closing the oven, they have to stay, you know, outside this perimeter that they sort of, they know. We have a little island, and I'm like, you're on the other side of the island. You're not over here, and you don't come running back and forth behind me, because you could hit me and I could fall. So they know where they're supposed to stand. And so
pets,
you know,
as well.
Yeah.
It's dangerous when pets are running around in the kitchen and you're taking things out of the oven.
Yeah, and if you have pets, maybe gates is the best way to do it, because they knock you, and that's just, you know, it happens so quickly. And we do. We see burns all of the time when kids pull down, you know, maybe a towel and there was a hot pot on top of it. You know, so you do. You have to be mindful, because a lot of times you get distracted. There's just so much going on in the kitchen, and during the holiday season, you have so many guests over that you're just not paying attention. So thinking ahead as to where you're going to put something down that's hot and how you're going to keep your kitchen safe, that's an important thing to think about.
So all of these things are important things to think about, and Dr. Cross has given us some great things to think about, keeping the tree watered and thinking about the lights, making sure that they're appropriate for where you're putting them, keeping the kitchen safe, making sure you don't leave things lying around that the kids can get to or that the teens can get to, and the alcohol when you're going to other people's house the same. So it is a stressful time, but it's also a wonderful time. So we just have to be vigilant as parents. That's the most important thing. And, you know, our expert guests here are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the gold standard for pediatricians, and our great friends here at Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.